How's life, Nora?
Life is not that bad.
Yo, man, what's happening, bro? How y'all living? How y'all feeling? What you thinking? What's in your spirit? I hope everything's going good, yo. I hope everything's going good. I know y'all didn't expect to hear from me so soon. You know, to be quite frank, I didn't expect to be addressing you so soon, but hell, here we are. Here we are. Another episode in. You know what I'm saying? We getting to the shit. You know, today we're just going to have slight conversations. You know what I'm saying? Maybe some story time. I don't know. Depends on how I feel. But I just want to check in with y'all once again. You know what I'm saying? Just to let y'all know. Just to remind you, as the podcast name states, life is not that bad. Okay? Look, I go through so much shit every day. I know y'all go through a lot of shit all the time. Life is a bitch. It's built that way. You know, life's a bitch. Then you die. You know, I believe that every day God purposely puts an obstacle in your way just to, you know, just for you to fight a little harder for what you believe in and what you want to do. So with that being said, a lot of things might get you down, beat your ass, you know what I'm saying? And feel like, you know, should I say get the best of you. You might feel underwater sometimes. You might feel in total darkness with no way towards light, no ending in there, but I'm here to remind y'all to stay strong, to keep on keeping on. Even if you don't see the end, you know, if the end doesn't seem like it's in sight, man, just keep on keeping on. Because as long as you keep on keeping on, there's going to be a moment where you look back and you go, damn, y'all remember when I went through this and this and this? And before you realize it is over, it's in the past. And you're in a new space, you're in a new place. And it's just one of those things where you have to keep on keeping on to get out of the situation that you're in. So don't let nothing stop you. You know what I'm saying? Especially nothing stopping you. Don't let nothing stop you from getting what you want. Don't let nothing stop you from obtaining the goals that you set out to achieve. You know, just, you know, all that positive shit. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that just to just say that, to sugarcoat and gloss over it, even though it sounds like I did just that. But that's I just want to say that's truly how I feel. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't got enough good analogies yet. I'm a dad, but I ain't switched into the dad jokes yet. Like I ain't there quite yet. I be trying, but it's a reach. But at the end of the day, man, I say that, you know, all jokes aside, you know, I just, you know, I'm here for positivity. You know what I'm saying? I give y'all a lot of story times. I share a lot of my negatives with y'all just to kind of let y'all see how I overcome in my views on certain things. But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? I overcome everything put in front of me. And that's what I expect from y'all. If you need help, reach out. You know what I'm saying? We are all in this together. So, you know, I that's all I'm going to say about that. You know, but I just felt like I had to jump on that for a minute and just kind of remind y'all, man, life's not that bad, man. Life is, you know, life's a bitch, but she ain't that bad. You know, she a bitch, but hey, most of them are. Anyway, I mean, today, guys, you know what I'm saying? I just want to talk a little bit about myself, I guess. I just kind of let y'all know where I'm at physically. You know, not physically, but mentally. Where, you know, kind of where I'm at with shit. If you care. I'm doing well, guys. I'm doing well. you know, I still have my bouts of depression and things that I go through. You know, I go through, you know, I'm human just like everybody else. So, I'm taking it a day at a time, for the most part. I feel like I'm in a better headspace now because, you know, growing up, I've always been one of, you know, I've always let my problems get the best of me. And, if it wasn't for my stepfather, you know what I'm saying? He was the one that taught me how to look at things different and give you a different perspective in life. You know, you can always feel like the world is out to get you. You can feel like this, you know, even if it's down to the situation that pissed you off during the day, you're looking at it from one perspective. And I want to say he trained me in the area of looking at things outside of myself, you know, taking off my glasses and putting on a separate pair to just see the world differently. And with doing that, it's allowed me to better plan around the things that happen, you know, the obstacles that happen in my life that prevent me from getting where I want to be. And, you know, by all means, I'm not saying that to say that I'm way exactly where I want to be, but I'm not bitching and moaning too much these days only because I know that it starts with me. Regardless of if I'm not where I need to be, I know that it starts with me. So I'm at the point now in my life where I'm just kind of making plans and seeing what works and seeing what don't. You know, I'm tired of bitching and moaning about why I'm in the place that I'm in. But, you know, instead of bitching about it, I'm just kind of taking action. I got to say this, though. Once again, I am human. And a lot of my depression, I feel, comes from those reasons right there. Is as far as just kind of thinking like, you know, I'm at this age. I just feel like, you know, I should be at a different point of life now. You know, I'm so skilled. I got so many tools under my belt. I should be doing so many different things. And it's kind of crazy because, like, it get to me, but I feel like I can't really speak on those things because I already know the answer, right? And so it's like one of those things where it'll get me down and I physically and emotionally feel down, like, damn, bro, like, I'm not doing enough. I'm not doing enough. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, there'd be times where even my wife would look at me like, what's wrong? What's wrong? And, it feels good to vent, you know, it feels good to talk about things, but, you know, I always think about her perspective of things as well. And it's like, you know, I know she feels bad that I feel bad, but at the end of the day, even when I vent to her, because, you know, I've said the things to her before, you know, like, man, it ain't, you know, I'm just kind of looking at where I'm at in life and where I want to be. And, you know what I'm saying? And I look at the things that I've been through and I kind of wonder why these things happen to me. And, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, why I'm not where I'm supposed to be, da 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 da. And, you know, why I haven't been given the same opportunities and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, just kind of crying about my situation, bro. I mean, and as much as I don't want to, as much as I want to, you know what I'm saying? As much as I want to be better than that, you know, it still gets the best of me, even me. You know, I have to remind myself, you know, when I'm telling y'all life's not that bad, trust me. I'm telling myself that 10 times, you know what I'm saying? 10 times more, bro. Like, trust me, you know, a lot of the times where I'm addressing y'all, it's more for myself, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm working problems out loud, talking to y'all sometimes, so, but, you know, a lot of the times I feel like I should tell her all of these things, but I've told her one time, and I look, you know, she feels like, damn, what could I do, you know what I'm saying? And I never want to put that on her or anybody else out here, because I know, like I stated earlier, it starts with me. And that applies to you guys as well. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I know I'm not the only person that sometimes kind of get overwhelmed by the situation that they're in, wondering how could they get out, why are they here, and this, that, and the third. When in actuality and reality, you know, we all get the same 24 hours in a day. We all get the same amount of time. And at the end of the day, it's up to us as to what we do with that time. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, with those, everybody has, you know, everybody choose, depending on your drive is what you do at that time. And, you know, you can be doing something differently to get the goal, you know, to get to where you want to be. But a lot of us are stuck in our same routines. And I know that kind of came out weird, right? Like, I kind of heard myself say that. So I'm gonna give you a scenario, like, to kind of better understand, right? Think about your average work day. So for anybody that works full time, you're working about like 8 hours, you know what I'm saying? If not more in the day. Right now, you spend about, let's say you are lucky enough. Let's just say you're lucky enough to get 8 hours of sleep. All right. So that's eight out of six. That's 16. 16. You got the rest of your hours to do what with? You know what I'm saying? You at work, school. Now you have to you fit the rest of them hours to, like, with your family to do what you got to do. And that's being really broad. Right. If you break that down even more, like, you know what I'm saying? You talk about prepping dinner and doing what you have to do as far as showering, getting dressed, homework, studying, that kind of stuff. Give me a second, bro. My car acting up again. Hold on. Damn, bro. My bad. It's my car, man. This is my office. This is where I record my podcast. And my actuator, I think that's what it's called, and my whip be acting out. So, like, when my car cuts off, like, the power in my car cuts off, that shit clicks for, like, a good full minute. And I can't time that shit, so I don't know when it's going to happen. So I definitely apologize for that interruption. I know it was obnoxious. But going back to what I was saying, man, I mean, you know, you got about 8 hours to play with to get everything else that you need to get done. That means everything that you need to do for you, everything that you need to do for your kids, everything that you need to do for your family, and still maintain your goal, you know what I'm saying, to still try to get to your goal. So, like, it's just, you don't get enough time. Like, a lot of people who work on the average and have a family to deal with and things like that, you know, you have a routine that you're in that doesn't allow you the freedom to kind of chase your dreams in a way. You have to sacrifice something. Now, you can't sacrifice your job because the bills, you know, the bills keep coming. And then, you know what I'm saying, you can't take, you know, you're already sacrificing a lot of the time with your family being at work at a full-time job, not working for yourself. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, by the time you get home, you know, and that's, and you just don't got enough time. And But then that's the way one person can look at it. Now you look at another individual that's the same 24 hours as you. Now let's say these people that do, you know, they do, you know, they go, they get 8 hours of sleep as well. They get 8 hours at work as well. You know what I'm saying? That leaves them with 8 free hours. And let's say that they are literally just, you know what I'm saying? Let's say that they are literally just every hour they're doing something different for their goals. Like, you know, that first 2 hours, you know, where they could be playing the game or they could be watching TV or just relaxing or unwinding or whatever, whatever. They boom, they writing the laptop. They going hard at it. They don't get enough sleep. Listen, you know what I'm saying? Let's say that they even cut into that time. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people that kind of rewire their day differently, you know, kind of restructure their, you know, they do things a lot differently. They use their 24 hours a lot differently. You know what I'm saying? They use every minute. They use every hour. And that's where I kind of, and that may confuse you as well. I'm sorry. I know I get to rambling sometimes, but you know, that's just the devil's lettuce. But that, you know, but what I'm saying is that, you know, that's where I am sometimes, because every time I find myself down in the dumps and stuff like that, I always wonder and I always ask myself, I always picture somebody being brutally honest with me, because that's what I need all the time. And so, like, I always picture somebody being brutally honest with me, like, bro, shut the fuck up. Like, what can you do to obtain your goal? Like, what can you be doing more for yourself? What can you do? Because this is your life. You know what I'm saying? Nobody about to hand you shit. So what can you do? And that's what usually gets me out of my bind and gets me to planning things for myself. And I say that to you because maybe that's something that you can do. Like, maybe there's something that will help you. If you ever find yourself down in the dumps, you know what I'm saying? And I like to say that. I like to say down in the dumps. I know it sounds funny, but I like to say that other than, like, saying depressed. And I don't like to really use those words, you know what I'm saying? But if you find yourself down or whatever, you know what I'm saying? I would challenge you to challenge yourself, because I can tell you this, you know what I'm saying? I like brutal honesty. I need brutal honesty. I don't like the sugarcoating shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm one of those people, say it direct, say it to me, not about me. Say it, say what you got to say. Don't sugarcoat it. I'm mature enough to decipher what you say. I can read between the lines. I know when you're talking shit, even when you're talking to me in anger, you know what I'm saying? I don't ask anybody to sugarcoat shit. You can say, you know what I'm saying? Say it as raw as you need to. I can break it down. You know what I'm saying? I know what's bullshit and I know what you're trying to say out of the bullshit. You said it in your way that made you feel better, but you know, that's here nor there. But anyway, my thing is that, you know what I'm saying? I challenge you to challenge yourself, meaning that, you know, call yourself out. And those times where you be like, man, this is this and this and this and this, remember that this is your life. And I challenge you to ask yourself, what can you do for yourself? Fuck everybody that's letting you down, that you feel is letting you down. Whether it's your job, your managers, your friends, you know what I'm saying, your spouse, whatever the case may be. What can you do for yourself for your own happiness? Because at the end of the day, you're the only person responsible for all of that. And so that's where I'm at with things. You know what I'm saying? I'm just kind of holding myself more accountable for what I want and what I need to do to get that. It doesn't mean that I don't find myself down in the dumps, you know what I'm saying? But that's how I've been coping with it. And I share that with y'all, hopefully to help y'all maybe use that same, you know, use that to help yourself in a sense. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, this ain't a success story. You know what I'm saying? I'm not, you know what I'm saying, in a penthouse looking down and, you know what I'm saying, yeah, with all my millions saying, yeah, this is how I made it. But that's the only thing that keeps me smiling every day. That's why you don't see a lot of negativity out of me. That's why I'm not on social media always mad or this, that, and the third. You know, I seem like a very easygoing guy. I'm a respectable guy. I'm an understanding guy. And that's the reason why, is because, you know, I've kind of found a plan for myself that'll help me get through those dark times that I find myself in. You know what I'm saying? And I already know life's a bitch. Life's a bitch for everybody. That doesn't mean that every day there's not going to be an obstacle to make sure, you know, to make sure to make sure goals harder, to make sure day harder. But at the end of the day, the bounce back is everything, because the bounce back shows who you are. You know what I'm saying? And how you overcome all of those obstacles, that sums you up. You know what I'm saying? That sums up who you are, how much drive you have. So, you know, I challenge you all to kind of, you know, to restructure yourselves if you find yourselves down in the dumps. Restructure how you look at things. And take your glasses off. They're dirty. You know what I'm saying? Put on some contact lenses. You know what I'm saying? Find a different perspective. Because you'd be surprised how much more, it's like a breath of fresh air almost, because then you're able to look at it from the, you know, you're looking at one thing in the line, but now you're able to step from the side and you're like, oh, snap. Okay, now I can form a plan. Yeah, look at it from a different angle. That's all it takes in a lot of situations, in a lot of instances, you know what I'm saying? And I may be repeating myself from an earlier episode, but hey, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? We're here today. I feel like, you know, I guess the spirit just moved me to make that my message, I guess. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's just my little update as far as where I am, man. You know, I actually know why I'm talking to y'all about this, actually. I was talking to one of my young bulls at my job, man. A little younger, man. About like, what, 22? Young boy. Cool cat, man. Cool cat. Kind of like... he's a mature fella, but he's still childish. You know what I'm saying? If that makes sense to y'all. But I was talking to him, and I find myself giving him a lot of OG ass, like, old school lessons. Like, I find myself telling him stuff like, man, let me tell you something, bro. Like, and I be putting this little, man, putting my homie on game, you know what I'm saying? And don't get me wrong, he be showing me some shit. Like, he be keeping me young. He be showing me what y'all young little whippersnappers be coming up with, you know what I'm saying? He keeping me in the loop sometimes, because I be disconnected, bro. I'm trying to tell you. But we was talking about life and shit, and he was talking about how, you know, like I said, he's younger, so he just graduated and shit. And he's just kind of like reminiscing about like what him and his boys used to do, and how bad he was in school. And he used to always say, he was like, you know, I was never really popular. I was just a class clown, you know what I'm saying? I want that guy getting suspended and all of that, and this, that, and the third. And I was like, that's what's up. And I was like, I can see that. Like, your personality, I definitely can see that. And he was like, yeah, bro. He was like, I bet you just cool in school. Like, I bet you just that's it then the third. And I was like, honestly, bro, like, I was angry. And it got me thinking about myself, right? And I started really kind of thinking about, like, growing up, man. And I was wild, bro. Like, growing up, man, it's so funny. I'm going to tell y'all some story. We're going to talk about me for a minute, man. Like, since we're on the subject of me, I guess, today. It's funny, man. Growing up, it's my parents were so strict, but it was strict out of carefulness, right? Like, this is what I've grown up to understand. They were so strict, but they were very strict out of carefulness. That means that, you know, like I said in my last episode, you know what I'm saying? We don't stand in windows with the windows open at night, because if they can see in and we can't see out, you know what I'm saying? Like, get your head out the window, bro. Then get your head blown off. That kind of shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we be in the house if I'm dark. Like, you know what I'm saying? Before it gets dark, don't talk to people. Like, she raised us, like, with the comment. Like, you know what I'm saying? To protect ourselves from kind of a lot of shit that could happen in life. Like, they really did teach us and prep us well for a lot of the protect yourselves, if, you know, live and die situations. But when it comes to school and things like that, they pretty much was like, yo, do you, like, they didn't act, they only asked for two things in life, man. Do well in school. Keep your room clean. You know what I'm saying? Do your chores. And that's it. That, like, a lot of my times, my childhood was harder than it had to be. And it was solely because of me. But I was a badass fucking kid, y'all. Like, I was not, like, I was so sweet. I guess I was sweet at one point. You know, I can sing. I can dance. They thought they had a little star. And I thought I was going to be a star, too. But I was bad, bro. I was angry, man. Like, I grew up, you know what I'm saying? You know, I had pop issues, you know, typical bullshit. And, but he was there. I don't even talk about it. But it was one of those things where it's like, you know, I went through my own shit and I ended up being angry. Like, elementary school, I guess I was kind of cool. You know, I do remember my parents being called to that school a couple of times. You know, that's scary. One thing about me growing up is that, oh, I got my ass whooped. Like, me and my sisters, oh, yeah, we was not one of those families that our parents wanted to talk to us about everything. They have a conversation first couple of times. Not even first couple, like, first time. After that, you think they pussy. Okay, they gonna show us some shit. So we used to get our ass whooped, and that was just a fear. Like, we didn't want to get our ass whooped at all, especially by my pops. Like, my mom, you know, you didn't want to get your ass whooped by your mom either. But, like, my pops, bro, he was like, like imagine a movie, right? Like, imagine, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the boss, like, you're on the boss, or imagine a video game and you're on the boss layer. Like, you know what I'm saying? The door opens and all of a sudden this steam come out of nowhere. Like, why is it foggy in here? Next thing you know, you just see like red eyes. You just see like red eyes in the steam. Big Brahma bull come out of nowhere. Like, hey, would you, like, dad was huge, bro. So like, when he gave you ass whoopings, you like, I, like, honestly, just kill me, bro. Like, I don't even need to ask with me. Like, just kill me, bro. Like, I don't even want to live, bro. And that's how, like, it was for us and our sisters, bro. So, like, my mom really knew, like, hey, like, we'll cut up. Like, if we cut up in my dad's absence, my mom, okay. I'm going to tell your daddy, damn, we already knew he was fucked. You know what I'm saying? So, with that being said, I used to always get my ass whooped. So, like, you know what I'm saying? We knew not to act up too much. So, but when we, you know, so when we fucked up, it was kind of, it was bad. My middle school, man, it was bad, bro. My middle school, I got kicked out of middle school. Like, we moved. I didn't get kicked out. I don't think I get kicked out. I don't think I did. My parents had let me know. But I don't think I got kicked out. I think we ended up moving, and I ended up having to go to a different school. But when I tell you I was always suspended for fighting, like, nigga, in school, you won't finna tell me shit. You understand me? Like, I felt like I had something to prove so bad. And it's because, you know, I was skinny. I was a skinny nigga. So, like, I on top of that, like, I wasn't as cool as the popular kids. Like, growing up, you know what I'm saying? Niggas had all the name brands and shit. Like, nah, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't have all that. And it wasn't even really because of that, the fact that, like, my parents couldn't afford it, the type shit. I don't know if they could or not. But I felt like, but it was more because of, like, I didn't deserve this shit. Like, y'all niggas think I was sweet. Like, nah, it wasn't shit sweet, bro. Like, I didn't deserve shit. They used to take me school shopping and be like, yo, based on your grades last year, this is what you wearing. And when your report card come in right, we will take you back out shopping and get you some sweet shit. But like my mom, they knew, like, I won't scrub at school. Like, they'd give me like one sweet pair of shoes. You know what I'm saying? Like, one sweet outfit. Then the rest of them are just like, hey, you know, they match, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Type shit. So like, they didn't send me to school like bad. Like, I on the first day of school, I was drippy. Like, that's a given. Like, but don't talk to me the rest of the week. You know what I'm saying? The first day of school, we like that. Actually, like, the first week of school, like, I ain't no bitch. Like, first week of school, we was set. After that, we was back to last year. We was back to the first day of school outfit. Like, you know what I'm saying? And that was only because, like, to what they used to say, because I ain't deserve it, right? So I wasn't that popular. So in school, I found myself overcompensating a lot. Like, nigga, I used to overcompensate so much, bro. I didn't give a fuck. Like, I used to lie about where I was from. I used to lie to kick it, bro. Like, I used to be that guy. Like, I used to lie to try to be cool. I used to, you know, I tried so hard, you know what I'm saying, to be part of the in crowd, bro. Like, I just wanted to be popular so bad, wanted to be known so bad. And I'm gonna be honest with you guys, bro. I had that mentality for a while. Like, I didn't, you know, a nigga didn't stop lying until high school. You know what I'm saying? A nigga ain't stop flexing until high school. A nigga ain't stop doing a lot of that shit until high school, bro. Like, from middle to high school, my nigga, I was capping out here. I was faking it till I made it, nigga. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't ashamed to say it now, because that's not who I am now. But back then, bro, like, I used to stand on that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but, like, if anybody challenged me, my nigga, like, I had issues. Like, we had a problem. I had to see you about that shit. Like, I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I'm not a pussy, bro. Like, oh my God, bro. Like, it used to be so many crazy situations. But I'm gonna tell y'all this one situation, man. So I told y'all, like, you know what I'm saying? I got, you know, I transferred schools. Now, my first school, I used to get suspended all the time. Like, suspended all the time. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't even going to really go into detail with that. But I remember when we moved and I was going to this other school. I was going to this other school. I was hyped, too, because I already knew half of the niggas in this school. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, oh, my God, bro. I'm going to Manchester Middle now, bro. Like, this shit about to be crazy. Like, I know everybody. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, everybody I went to elementary school, you know, shout out J.A. Gang. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, It was one of those things where it's like, I get to the school and I remember, I get to the school. Before school, my mother, you know, my mom and my pops, like, my pops ain't say too much. He was kind of quiet. He was more like the enforcer. You know, my mom, she was the one. She had something to say. You know what I'm saying? And she used to, hey, dad, let me tell you something. You know what I'm saying? I can hear her words now. Let me tell you something. If I even get so much as a phone call from this goddamn school, you understand? Like dead ass. Like, they like, she was, bro, like, if you even look at a student wrong, nigga, if you even frown at a student, like, nigga, you better smile all day. You know what I'm saying? Like, no bullshit. She was on my bumper. You know what I'm saying? But, and she had every right to be. I got to the point, even my dad, you know, threw his little jab in, like, hey, you got a fresh, clean slate. All right. Like, you need to be a whole new man. You need to like, even he threw that, you know, threw his little jab in. So I let me just, so to tell y'all this story, man, So it was crazy because once again, you know, I got to have this new mindset. Now, I want to say within the first month of me being at that school, this was the first month. I don't know how many weeks in, I don't know how many days in, but I remember getting on the bus one day and, I don't remember how it started for real, but there was a fat nigga in the back of the bus. I'm gonna say fat nigga right now only because I don't like him in this moment in the story, right? So I'm gonna say his name is Fat Nigga, not to shame, you know what I'm saying? I love, you know, nothing to shame, you know what I'm saying? I love everybody, all right? I just gotta say that I love everybody. But not that nigga. Tis this day. All right. So, you know what I'm saying? So this fat nigga was talking shit. You know, he was the class clown. He was the class clown, bro. So he sat in the back of the bus. Now, mind you, like I'm telling you, the cool niggas sat in the back of the bus. All right. It doesn't matter that I was new. It doesn't matter. None of that shit. But I was like, I got to get my way to the back of the bus. So I used to sit towards the middle end. Now, to paint y'all a picture, let's just say, figuratively speaking, there's 15 seats that goes back. You know, there's two rows. Let's say it's 15 seats back. If there's more, then just put the right number in your head. Just know I won't on the short bus, okay? So, like, I used to sit, like, if these niggas used to sit in the, on the 15th seat, I used to be in seat, like, 10. Like, probably, yep, like 10. There used to always be, like, 4 or 5 seats before you in the back. So, you know what I'm saying? And I sat there, like, from jump, straight up, first day. Nigga, I don't give a fuck. And so our niggas already looking at me like, oh, who the fuck is this new nigga? You know what I'm saying? With the anime shirt on. Like, I told y'all, my drip won't there yet. So, like, I had the button down anime, like, with the graphics on. Yeah, that's here, though, there. Anyway, so I remember this nigga was talking shit. He was frying my ass up. And I, you know, once again, like, looking back at it, boy, I'd have had some heat for my ass. You understand? Like, I get it now. But at the time, bro, I was like, me? Nani? Me? You frying me? So once again, my ego kicked in, bro. And I'm talking shit. I'm talking big shit to nigga. Like, nigga, what's up? Like, y'all, you don't even know me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Your fat ass. I could call him, like, your fat black ass. Like, nigga, shut your ass up. Like, you look like you stink, nigga. Da, da, da. I'm talking shit back. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I'm getting some laughs. I'm getting some laughs. But everything that comes out this nigga mouth, everybody in the back of the joint roars. Ah! So I'm big mad. Like, I'm like, now you embarrassing me. There's females on the bus, bro. Niggas is finna go to school and tell everybody, like, nah, you not finna play me like that, son. You like, you just not finna do me like that. So I'm like, yo, straight up, like, yo, you can shut the fuck up, bro. Anybody back here that wanted, what's up? I shouldn't have said that. But at the end of the day, like, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel played now. So now my pride is in question. And I really didn't think these niggas was really going to do something. Like, that's how much I was fighting. And I kind of, like, I felt like I could read people. Like, nigga, like, you not finna get up and you not going to swing, bro. Like, what's up? But all of a sudden, like, this nigga was like, man, get the fuck out of here. Your little ass, get the fuck out of here, bro. Like, now, mind you, I'm tall, but I'm still skinny. But I'm tall, but I'm skinny. So I don't know if it was one of those things where I was like, nah, like, man, I was just too tall. Them niggas didn't know me. He was like, I don't really know if that nigga got hands yet. I don't know. But I was standing. I'm like, oh, anybody back here? What's up? Nobody stepped. And that nigga was like, man, get the fuck out of here. Like, you still pussy, da, 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 da. He talking big shit. And I'm like, yo, you pussy, you still sitting there. What's up? So his sister, big Bertha. All right, I'm going to call her Bertha, bro. Bertha got up. Boom, boom, got up. Hey, yo, what's up? I'm tired of you talking shit. And I'm literally like, bro, sit your big ass down. Like, I'm like, now this is her, this is this nigga's big sister, bro. So I'm literally like, I'm sitting here like, I'm not about to fight no female. Like, bro, like, sit your ass down or whatever, whatever. So, you know, I'm already standing up because I done told these niggas like, yo, anybody back here can see me. So I'm standing up in the aisle. She stands up. She's standing up. Now, I've got to tell you, it's like about 4 seats apart. We're about 4 seats from each other, 4 or 5 seats. So she's standing there and she's looking me in my face and she's talking shit. I'm like, yo, shut your fat ass up, bro. Like, you not finna do nothing. Like, you a girl, you not finna. And I kept saying that, like, you a girl, you not finna do nothing. I said it once. I said it again. I said, you's a girl. I didn't finish my sentence, y'all. She hit me so much. She hit me so hard in my mouth, bro, that my head went back and I'm looking up at the emergency hatch. Nigga, she hit me so hard, bro. My head flew back. And I'm looking at the emergency hatch in the bus. And I'm like, oh, hell no. Like, in my head, I black out. I'm like, oh, hell no, because I couldn't believe it. She hit me so hard, bro. And like, when my head came back forward, bro, so did my fist. And I threw that bitch. And I just remember the feeling. I hit her right in her motherfucking eye. Bah! Just meaty. Bah! Hit her ass right there. And for a split second, everybody paused. Everybody paused. And I'm sitting there, and all I can say is, she beat me from seat 10 to about, by the time she threw her last punch, I was probably getting up off the floor at seat 4. Like, all the bus driver had to do was open the door and I could have just walked off and went on by my way. Like, she beat my ass the whole length of the bus. Just beat my ass. I mean, boom, 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 boom. Now, here's the thing. I didn't want to fight no more after that first punch. Like, when I threw that first punch, I already knew, like, fuck, I didn't hit a woman. Plus, I don't even know where her hands is at. She was talking to me like a nigga. So I'm already like, I done fucked up for two reasons. She's huge. I wasn't expecting to fight her. I didn't have no smoke with her. So I just knew this was about to be bad. And she beat my ass, y'all. She, that's right, she beat my ass. This is in middle school, 7th grade. Beat my ass. And I just remember, bro, like, after she finished beating my ass, bro, she walked back to the bus, and the bus driver, I was going to go back to my seat, which is in the back of the bus, and the bus driver said, uh-uh, you sit right here. Like, she was like, I just saw you get beat, do not go back there. She was saving me. She said, sit down behind me. We finally get to the school. That's right, this happened in the morning. We get to the school, they let everybody else off the bus. And me and her got to sit there. She tells us, I sit there. She tells, you know what I'm saying? She tells brother, you sit down. Everybody else, y'all can get off the bus. So I'm standing at the door, mind you. And I'm standing up like I'm getting ready to get off the bus. She's like, no, don't go nowhere. But you can stand there, though. And as niggas is getting off the bus, you know, everybody's, it's like that, it's like a stand of shame, if you've ever heard of it. I'm standing there and everybody's walking past me and like, they just look at me and then they just kind of walk off the bus, right? You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't until the niggas like that was sitting in the back of the bus, that's when I started hearing comments, you know what I'm saying? Niggas was walking by me like, damn, bro, hey, you almost did something there, man. You almost did something, bro. You and they walk off the bus, the other nigga be like, hey, bro, you all right, man. Get off the bus. Third nigga, I show up. Hey, bro, you did. That's what's up, bro. You did more than I would. They get off the bus. And so, you know what I'm saying? It was crazy. When he got off the bus, he was just laughing, bro. Like, when the boy that I had beef with got off the bus, he just looked at me. He just started laughing. He got off the bus. She's sitting in the back singing songs. She don't care. It's like another day for her. She was just like, I told the little nigga, shut up. Like, it was, for her, she's sitting in the back of the bus like, I'm about to get suspended. And for me, y'all don't, like, let me just say this. You don't know fear. Like, you do not know fear until you get suspended the first month in a new school after being suspended so many times out of your old school. After both of your parents then gave you a pep talk about it. The first month of you being in the school, you are suspended for fighting. You do not know fear until you got to face your parents on that shit. You can't even spend the day in school. You got to go home immediately. Like, you are suspended. They are calling your parents. They have to come pick you up. You do not know fear. You do not know fear, bro. And it's funny because I tell you this whole story, and to be completely honest with you, I don't really remember what happened to me when I got home. I don't. And it tells me that it was bad, and I've pushed it into the depths of my memory because I can't really tell you what happened. Hell, I probably won't conscious. She probably knocked me clean out. That's probably why I don't remember. I don't know. All I remember is fear, getting off the bus, sitting in the office, her calling my parents, her telling me my mom is on the way because my dad was actually at work. So my mom was at work too, but she was the one that was coming to get me. So she had to get me. And I remember sitting in the car. She ain't say nothing. She said, oh, you want to get suspended? Oh, you want to fight? Okay. Get in the car. And I just remember looking out the window on the way home. Just just having a shit the whole time, just having a shit, because I already knew what was about to happen. I get home, I don't remember what happened then. I don't know if she was too mad to touch me. I don't know if she saved it for, you know what I'm saying, saved it for the final boss. I don't know. I don't know. I don't remember. I don't remember. I want to, because I feel like it'd be funny. I feel like it'd be funny to share, but I don't know, y'all. I do not know. And, but it wasn't until, like, I you know, and that's just a little funny story to share. I don't know. I just, you know, I felt like getting that out, because I thought about it earlier today, and I felt like I'd tell y'all, fuck it. But, it was funny because, you know, I got a couple of more other stories. That was the first time I've ever gotten my ass beat. I have, how many stories do I got of me getting my ass beat? I got 2 stories of me getting my ass beat. Only 2. I'm going to tell y'all the second one. I'll tell y'all the second one in another episode. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got to talk about the fights I win. I like to talk about all. I like to talk about the shit people don't like to talk about, right? So we go, you know what I'm saying? Like, what better else to speak about than my own downfalls, my own turn, my own mistakes and shit, right? So, let me finish up this story to give you some kind of a happy ending. But so it's kind of crazy because, you know, after the suspension and everything, and I come back to school, it was, you know, of course it was awkward. Everybody talking shit. You know, so all the girls on the bus looking at me and shit, like, damn, bro. You know, I had to fake extra hard to get my friends back. Let's just say that. And after a while, you know, after I didn't faked my way back into some little level of popularity, you know, I can crack jokes, everybody's laughing. I can speak real loud on the bus. I'm yelling at people all the way across the bus. We talking and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I know a good 3/4 of the people in the back of the bus and shit like that. I remember, like, the nigga I had beef with, he spoke up first and he was like, nah, it was actually the sister. She said, hey, yo. She said, I just want to let you know, bro, there ain't no beef, bro. And I actually respect you for swinging, bro. I didn't expect you to swing back. I didn't expect that from you, bro. Like, that's respect. And when she said that, everybody in the back of the bus was like, hell yeah, I wasn't expecting that, dog. And it's kind of a cool story because, I mean, it wasn't supposed to happen, but it was kind of cool because I was like, hell yeah, bro, that's what's up. At least y'all know I ain't no bitch now. So it kind of worked out in my favor in the long run, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying, her brother, you know what I'm saying, who I call Fat Boy, he ended up being one of my best friends through middle and high school. And the funniest nigga I have ever met in my life, he still, to this day, is the funniest nigga I have ever met in my life. He will tear you down. But you will laugh uncomfortably. Like he would fry your ass up in the funniest way. He used to say the funniest shit. Like even the teachers loved him. They couldn't help but love him. Even though he was always talking, you know what I'm saying? They couldn't help but love him. He's hilarious. And his sister end up being like big sister to everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, if any bitch was out here giving you troubles and shit like that, you let her know, bro. Like, that shit was gonna end, you know what I'm saying? Nobody was giving you trouble no more, you know what I'm saying? So the way it worked out in the end kind of worked, like, it just it's kind of crazy. Life is crazy, bro. But you know what I'm saying? You know, it wasn't until high school I stopped faking. And I tell you that's, you know, after a while, you just got to realize, bro, like, fuck these niggas. Like, you realize that there's cracks in everybody that you were looking up to, in a sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, once you start to really learn people and see things and shit like that, you start to realize, like, I was trying to be like that. Like, man, you know what I'm saying? And that's when being myself was cooler, bro. Like, I was definitely a late bloomer to this real life shit. You know what I'm saying? And it's just funny because, like I said, I haven't thought about myself, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, me, middle school, high school, like those early years of, like, early years of high school or middle school. I always think about, like, senior year, junior year of high school. Like, you know, your last 2 years and you out that bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people only think about the more recent memories of those of school, but it was a while before it's been a while since I've thought about those memories, man. And now that I have tapped back into them, it's just, I'm in my bag when it comes to stories, yo. So we're gonna talk a lot more about this, but you know, I just wanted to share that with y'all, man. Like, you know, I wasn't always perfect. I didn't have all these answers, bro. And I still don't, and I'm still not perfect. You know what I'm saying? But it's just, I won't always this cool. Now that I am, bro, I'm a smooth motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? That's just, you know, right? You know, nowadays, yeah, I'm a drippy ass nigga. Like, I'm that nigga now, bro. Niggas can't tell me shit. Like, I won in life. Like, now, I don't compete with nobody. Because, like, the way I look at it, I won. Like, niggas gotta compete with me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I mean it, bro. Like, I'm winning. Like, y'all niggas got to get on my level, bro. I make money, my nigga. Like, I got a badass feet. I got a badass bitch. You know what I'm saying? I don't even like calling her a bitch, but I got a badass bitch at the crib, bro. I got beautiful children at the crib, bro. I live in the crib. Like, I got a crib by my side. You know what I'm saying? We not bumming it, bro. Like, nigga, I won, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I just got my credit score up, nigga. Y'all niggas ain't fucking with me, man. Y'all ain't fucking with me. Now I'm cocky. That's the problem. Now I'm shit. Y'all can't tell me shit. I need to be humbled out here. But, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, I just wish the best for y'all. I wish the same for y'all. I want y'all to, you know what I'm saying, take the time out. Think about just think about who you are, who you've become, where, you know, the road that led you to where you are now. And think about them things. Man, it's just take that journey down memory lane, bro. I promise it'll make you smile, man. And, it's kind of good to tap into your roots, kind of think about where you come from and the things you had to overcome. I feel like I've been talking for a minute. I'm gonna go ahead and get up off here. I ain't gonna lie, because I'm looking at the joint. I've been talking for 32 minutes on this recording, and I don't even know how long the other one was before my car started yelling at me and shit. So I ain't gonna hold y'all too long. Like I said, I could talk all day. Like, I didn't, you know what I'm saying, I smoked earlier, so I'm in my bag now. I'm talking shit, but I don't know. I hope this episode was entertaining, man. I hope it was uplifting and entertaining, because that's what it was meant to be. You know, I just wanted to, you know, kind of come to y'all, you know, with some positivity and kind of hit y'all with some shit that I've been, you know, that I've been telling myself lately, kind of help y'all get through the things y'all been going through, same way I've been getting, you know, going through what I've been going through. If that made sense, I don't know. But, and at the same time, I just wanted to give y'all a little laugh, if that was funny to y'all, kind of give y'all a little story about what happened in my life, bro, because that's a real-ass story, man. That's a real, genuine-ass story. I got friends that, if they listen to this, can back that shit up, you know what I'm saying? I probably already told... Yo, wouldn't there be some shit if I told this story before? Huh. That'd be crazy. Like, that'd be funny if I told this story before. That'd be wild. I wonder how people get over shit like, you know, my bad, I'm rambling. But look, I love y'all. Until next time, this was fun. Until next time, man, I holler at y'all. All love. Y'all be easy. Choose love. Don't choose violence, man. And, yeah, I guess, go. I holler at y'all, man. Love you.